Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Colony, he's around. We're having a good day already this morning. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. How are you doing?
Good. Voice coming back some. Feels good.
I hear that.
I like that.
Positive.
Had a lot of tea yesterday. A lot of cough drops. Got the Ludens going on. So, yeah. I was thinking of something, and I saw... I'm trying to think why I thought of... Oh! I thought of this because I saw a story on how Costco will... They're always going to keep their $4.99 rotisserie chicken.
Okay.
Which is super good.
Great deal.
And they strategically put it in the back corner of the store so as to walk through.
Uh-huh.
You have to walk through.
Same thing at Sam's, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Always in the back corner, always walking past all the sample ladies.
How much, here's a good topic for the pre-show because we talk about nonsense, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you have on your list, and then how much do you buy off list? That is to say, how much do you impulse buy at the grocery store? Or do you stick to your list pretty good?
I'm a list sticker, man. I don't go. That list is Bible. As soon as I walk through the door, like to the point where I already got the route mapped out in my head, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm getting that, I'm hitting the checkout, I'm gone. I'm not up and down every aisle. I'm not doing that nonsense.
Okay. Me, I'm the worst impulse buyer ever. Ever. I go in and I start to see stuff like, oh, I would like this soup. Oh, I would like this.
Oh, no.
I would like that.
You can't do that. Especially if you go when you're hungry, all bets are off.
See, here's my move is this. I go to Whole Foods a lot. I like Whole Foods. Or I'll go to Market District, one of those two. To get out in front of the shopping while you're hungry thing, I'll go there and eat there first.
Mm.
Like I'll go to the hot bar and get a bowl of soup, or I'll get a sandwich or something, and I'll sit in the cafe kind of part and eat and review my list, and then I'll go shopping.
Wow.
So that way I don't shop while I'm hungry.
That creates, though, for me, a major time commitment to the grocery shopping experience. Like I want, no offense to anybody that works there or any of the people I may run into there, I do not want to spend 1 second longer in that store than I have to.
Oh, see, I go Sunday mornings generally at like 8 o'clock when it opens.
And it's an experience.
Get on my grind on Sunday mornings and I get it done. So that happens. But anyhow, so I get it all finished, but I am the worst impulse buyer. I'm also, I bet... Let's for sake of argument say I have 25 things on my list.
Okay.
I normally come home with probably 35.
No.
33.
If I have 10 things on my list, I get 10 things, unless they're out of one of those things, in which case I will go home with fewer things. And that is it.
My wife gets mad at me about this. Not mad, but she pokes fun at me for this. Let's say like Brussels sprouts or something. They have them in prepackaged mesh bags. Have you seen those
kind of
things?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll say 2 for $5.
Right.
I'll always buy two.
No. You don't have to.
I know. And she's like, do you know one is just $2.50? And I say,
they're tricking
you.
Yeah,
but I'm like an old lady, I guess, or an old person that does. I always buy, she's like, I go, well, it just seemed like a better deal. She goes, no, the best deal is how much you're going to consume.
Yes.
And she.
Otherwise, we're eating Brussels sprouts for breakfast.
Right.
So they don't go bad.
I know. I seem to think, though, that sometimes with stuff like that, when they do 2 for $5, they really skimp on it. And you're not, so that's why I always buy for whatever.
No, here's the deal. They have so many of that thing that they're doing 2 for $5 or 3 for $10 or whatever it is on that they want you to be the person who sucks up the waste. In other words, We got to get this stuff out of here before it goes bad.
I'm that guy all the time.
Tell them it's 6 for $30.
Yes.
And then, oh, I can get 6 for $30. Yep, give me 6 of them. Yeah, I got to have 6.
Instead of just 3 for $15.
You're right.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
They're little mind games.
Box soup. I love the soup that comes in a box that you pour out. Like, it comes in, like, it looks like a little milk carton-ish kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they have good. I really like lobster bisque. I like tomato soup.
This time of year is good for soup.
Oh, gosh. I had lobster bisque the other day. It was so good. I like split pea soup, all that kind of stuff. And I buy it, like, in the pre-made box where it's already liquid.
There you go.
And I never come home with an odd amount because it'll be like 2 for $8 or whatever, 2 for $7. And so I'll end up buying 12 of them. And I still have ones from last year.
Now,
the date is still good.
Those stay good.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, I'm kind of with you on that one. Like, if it's non-perishable, buy as many as you want.
But I don't even know. Some of them, I'm like, there's no chance of me eating this in the next week, even the next couple weeks. I just know down the road I'm going to like it.
There's a chance I may want this in February.
Man, I am a dream, I think, to the supermarket.
Oh, they got me. They got you good.
Like tomatoes.
Listen to this guy. He goes in and he eats lunch first.
And then
he wanders every aisle of the store and he picks up all those 2 for something deals.
I had a lobster bisque the other morning at 8 in the morning. It was out in the hot bar. Lobster bisque. Coffee.
Who the hell eats lobster bisque at 8 in the morning with coffee?
Me. Here's what I had. It was about 8:15. Lobster bisque, a couple lobster bisque. I went to Whole Foods. It was a cup of lobster bisque.
I mean, I'm sure it smelled delicious.
Little like roast beef sort of baguette sandwich, like dry roast beef.
Yeah.
And a coffee. And I sat there and everybody was eating their breakfast burrito and
muffins. Stuff.
Yeah. And I was just dipping the roast beef sandwich in the lobster bisque and pulling it out. And it was just drenched, wet, soggy, soppy.
I mean, that sounds really good.
So good.
But not at 8 in the morning on a Sunday.
8:15.
Yeah.
8:15.
Sorry. 8:15 in the morning.
Yes. I was already grinding at 8:15 in the morning. It was good. But jeez. So I did that. And then I went shopping. But I you're right. I'm a sucker for the big sign.
They got you hooked.
2 for this. 3 for that. And I always feel obligated because I feel like, do you want to know the whole truth? I feel like I'm going to make it up to the register and I'm only going to have 2 when it says 3 for whatever. And I'm not going to get, and there's going to be a malfunction with something.
And they're not going to give you the correct price?
Yes, I live in fear. I live in my fears.
You live in your fears.
That my Amazon Prime or my Giant Eagle rewards card, my Fuel Perks card or whatever,
is not going to work
or I'm going to have to go back and tell them, no, the sign said 4 for whatever. Well, you only bought 3. Well, that just makes it 75%, right? Like,
no, I'm sorry, sir. You have to buy 6 of those.
It's so I always feel obligated to buy whatever it is.
All right. I mean,
they could say 100 boxes of macaroni and cheese for this much. And I'll reach and just do 100.
But you don't.
I'm terrible.
You don't have to.
I know.
I know. But you don't have to. They don't let them control you.
They do.
Don't let them be the ones that are in control of the situation.
I mean, they got me. Like the other day, I bought something that there was probably only a 50-50 chance I'll even consume, but it just looked good and the price looked low.
Right. And I get it. Like, we get up super, super early. Somebody pointed this out on the text line. It's a good point. We get up super, super early. So, like, lunchtime for us is usually, like, 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely lunch by 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Like, right.
Legit lunch.
But on the weekends, I'm sleeping in. Like, I'm sleeping until at least 8 o'clock, maybe 7:45.
I sensed people were looking at me odd, too, about eating a sandwich and lobster biscuit 8 in the morning. I really kind of felt that a little bit. I love lobster bisque. You know, I could just put my face over the bowl and smell it for a while.
Yeah, just breathe it in.
And then you get the little chunks of lobster in there. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Is that good? Is that good? What's your take on pumpkins? Do you have a lot of pumpkins on your porch right now?
3 or 4.
I know. I bought mini pumpkins.
Yeah, we have the mini. Well, my wife got little tiny, like hand-sized, like fist-sized ones.
Yes.
And those are on some little thing on the side of the porch. And then the kids got their pumpkins. My daughter carved hers this weekend. Bill Chirpak will be happy to know she did a TJ logo in the front of it. So a little school spirit there. And then she painted it. So she, my son will just be like, he'll just hack some triangles in the front and be done with it.
Yes. We have two big pumpkins. We didn't carve them. My kids aren't into carving. They'd rather just... Okay, here comes Yinzer. They'd rather just Keller on them.
Keller.
Like, write a face or whatever on them. They're not big into knives and stuff. They don't want to do... They don't want to gut them out. They just want to write on them. They don't want to take that
my
time.
My daughter's favorite part is ripping the guts out. That was her favorite part. We were outside this weekend a lot, obviously. Uh-huh. I mentioned we went camping. And Saturday morning, when it's not pouring down rain, but it's a pretty steady drizzle, right? There's a shower coming down. That's when we're out on the lake in the canoe. And then as soon as the sun comes out, she wants to go in the craft shop and she wants to make bracelets and carve pumpkins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a great time. Deer Valley up in Somerset, Air County. It was
I think
phenomenal.
I've heard of that. I've seen a shirt that said that.
Yeah.
Deer Valley.
Really good time. But she waited until the weather was nice to go inside and spend hours carving pumpkins and making bracelets and painting pottery.
I do like pumpkin seeds, but I'll just buy them at the store. If they're 2 for $5.
I've never gotten into pumpkin seeds.
Oh, gosh.
My wife will sit there and roast giant trays of them, and I don't get it.
You know when pumpkin seeds are the best? If you season them with salt and stuff, and then you put them, like you put in like Copenhagen, you put them in like a chew. Oh, my God. Not a side chew.
No,
not like Levi Garrett or something.
A lipper.
But like cope or skull. Put it like in the front. And
a little lipper of pumpkin seeds.
And let it just sort of meander around your mouth. Don't spit, though. You can swallow.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Yes, absolutely. And so just go with that. Oh, gosh.
I'm going to try that this year.
Have you had those, Producer Matt? Do you like pumpkin seeds?
I like pumpkin seeds. I haven't had it like that.
You just let them sit in your mouth. I'm not saying you sit in there like, Tug McGraw or something. But let it just... be there for a little bit in your mouth. Season them. Some people do like Old Bay.
Yeah.
Some people do like a lot of salt.
Yeah. Any of those things will work.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'll try that. Maybe that'll change my opinion of pumpkin seeds.
Ranch, even like shake ranch, like Parmesan cheese stuff.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah, man.
Getting wild.
Yeah, but they're very labor intensive.
They are. Because you got to pull every single last seed out of the guts, and then that smell is just an unmistakable smell too.
Much like lobster bisque.
Yes, the pumpkin gut smell.
Oh man, I could go for some lobster bisque. We need a soup guy is what we need.
Soup guy.
Like a soup guy.
No soup for you.
No soup for you, yes. Do you ever hear Ron Cook talk about
Seinfeld?
Seinfeld?
Yes.
I take that back. Because I've met her on multiple occasions. Taylor is the love of his life, his daughter. And I'm being totally serious. I mean, the way he treats his daughter like a queen, and he should. He's so great about that. That is his one true love, I think, in life. That and his mom. He's very close to his mom. Mm-hmm. But one of his other true loves in life is Seinfeld. People don't know that. Like, Cook will recite any line from any episode at any time. I'm not a Seinfeld fan. I'm passing. I've watched it.
Right.
That guy is...
I've seen probably every episode of Seinfeld, but he's next level.
Total next level Seinfeld.
Like, you walk up to him and just throw a line at him. Bang, he throws one right back.
And he smiles when he talks about it.
There's not much that makes Ron happier in this world than his motorcycle.
His motorcycle, his daughter, and his mom.
Seinfeld lines. Just walk up and just drop a line on him.
You're right. He'll absolutely laugh. Jacko called.
Did he?
Apparently.
Oh, I forgot to listen.
I did. I was sleeping. I took a little nap.
And a half hour nap.
I got a couple texts that said Jacko called, but I did not get the gist of his call. I didn't even want to. You know what? I didn't want to walk down that trail because I just didn't want to know. I didn't.
I kind of wanted to just come in today and find out.
Yeah, so Jacko apparently did call. If anybody knows what Jacko said, if they could give us thumbnail version, 412-928-9370. Jacko in sunny Southern California.
I think we can probably have a good guess as to what Jacko had to
Jacko say. Is the kind of guy that calls Jostens and gets his own Super Bowl ring with his name on it. Is there any doubt that Jacko has his own last name on his Steeler jersey?
No.
Or it just says Jacko.
Jacko. No hyphen, just Jack O.
There should be two F's after the O, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, that's that.
All right.
Channing Crowder joins us at 9. Excited to talk to him. Radio.com NFL Insider. We talk Steelers, bad injury. Broken record, right? Our breakfast bite in the first hour. Also, really poor officiating in the NFL. Big, huge story, right? That's breaking news. We talk about that at 7. Lots to talk about. We'll get to all of it next. Fan Morning Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.